There is definitely a class struggle going on there because Zelaya did want to reallocate a lot of the wealth, and this was clearly being resisted by the business class and not just U.S. interest or international interest, but local Hondurans whose oxes were about to be gored. They were not pro-Zelaya by any means. They were still very distressed because all of this unrest and these strikes and this uneasiness, tourism and other economic business is really being affected by the coup and by the resistance to the coup and the general unease in the country.